Back to Coyote Y phone lines we go, as we have three-year veteran of the North Platte National Weather Service Office, Caleb Brown, joining us here on Mugs in the Morning. Caleb, good to talk to you once again, and we appreciate the time.
It's good to talk to you guys. How are you this morning?
Doing pretty well, I would say. Wouldn't you,
Rick? Yeah, doing well. So what's the good news that you have for us this week, Caleb?
Well, you know, I was just going to say I have some good news, and then I have some not so good news.
Uh-oh. Okay.
This week. But we will start with the good news.
Okay.
The next couple of days, we will be warming up, and we will be pretty nice, actually, the next few. In fact, we will probably see some high temperatures in the 60s on Wednesday. And winds aren't going to be too terribly strong. Going to be a really pleasant day. So, you know, if you've been waiting to get out to see the cranes coming in, I think Wednesday would be just a great day for that. And then, unfortunately, reality sets back in, and we're going to get a pretty strong cold front Thursday morning.
Mm.
We'll cool down pretty quick behind that front. We're going to get some pretty strong winds from the north. And unfortunately, that's also going to lead to some increasing precipitation, probably starting as rain and switching over to snow. You know, looking Thursday morning, I would say we will probably have a pretty tough period of travel with some winds gusting 40 to 50 miles an hour from the north, along with some snow falling, and probably going to lead to some blowing snow and potentially some drifting snow, and then lead to some pretty tough travel.
Well, what does it look like Thursday afternoon? Because I got to travel this week.
Sure. So by the afternoon, the precipitation is going to be starting to exit the area, and it should be out of here by Thursday evening. Unfortunately, those strong winds are going to continue into the afternoon and evening hours, and any of that fresh snow that had fallen there Thursday will probably still continue to blow around.
Hmm.
And Caleb, let's talk a little bit about last week. We did have some precipitation that moved into the area, a little bit of snow that fell last week in the North Platte region.
Yes, we did. We had a little band of snow move through. We picked up 1.3 inches of snow here at the airport. And then on Saturday morning, we ended up having a little bit of freezing rain. You know, luckily, at least on my drive-in Saturday morning to work, roads never got too terribly bad, though I know elevated services did get pretty slick on Saturday morning.
And daylight savings time officially beginning again yesterday as well, so there's going to be some change for people that they've already probably noticed quite a bit of.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I know the alarm went off a lot too quick on Sunday morning for me.
Well, I mean, the morning alarm, that comes quick no matter what, but even worse when you have the daylight savings going on.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, we always just say, good reminder when you go to the daylight savings to just make sure you got the fresh batteries and the smoke alarms and the weather radios.
Absolutely.
Good reminder.
Absolutely. So, Caleb, you mentioned another system moving into the region at the later portion of this work week, but up until that, it looks like we have some nice warm spring-like temperatures.
Oh, absolutely. I would recommend strongly the next couple of days to get out and enjoy the spring-like temperatures, because unfortunately winter is going to make its return.
And later part of the work week, you mentioned winter will make its return. How long is that expected to stick around, that system, at the end of the week?
So the snowfall is actually going to be a pretty quick shot. We will really just get snow Thursday morning into the afternoon hours, and then we look to be dry into the weekend. However, the cooler temperatures look to stick around. You know, highs are going to pretty much remain in the 30s to potentially the low 40s into the weekend. So, unfortunately, the spring-like temperatures don't look to return anytime soon.
Caleb, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Yeah, you know, I always like to give a plug. As the season continues to get, you know, a little bit busier as we go forward, you know, unfortunately with the winter, it doesn't really necessarily segue into this as well, but our spotter talks are starting to get into full swing. We have a lot this week. And continuing into next week even. You can find that information on our website, weather.gov/North Platte. And just look for one close to you. I recommend going to them. They're a lot of fun. We like putting them on. A lot of good information, and hopefully you'll be able to make out to one and help us out here this spring with some severe weather reports.
Awesome. Well, Caleb, we appreciate the time and the great work that you and your colleagues do at the North Platte National Weather Service Office.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, Caleb. Always a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You do the same.